Hi, everybody. This is Richard Sachs here on Lost Arts Radio, and we're back with Dr. Gabriel Cousins again for our dialogue show. And it's a little bit late in a different platform, and we're recording instead of live due to technical difficulties and computers not cooperating. But at least we've got a little while to talk with Dr. Cousins, and we'll probably have to skip the dance because he's on a cell phone and he's holding it in his hand, and he hasn't practiced the dance where you do the dance with the cell phone. So maybe later on that. For now, we'll just talk about what we can for a few minutes and enjoy the time with you. So welcome, Dr. Cousins, and let's see where we go.
Thank you, Richard. So we'll start with a prayer, because I think the world needs a prayer. Merging the heavens and earth and heart and mind. Okay? Shibiku kudushabrihu ushinate bi ilu or ilu laihad shibuke bivavke yudashim shim kuzreo kolam. Amen. Take a minute to merge heart and mind. Okay. Welcome, everybody. I welcome you all with love and spiritual joy. And it's important to keep smiling as the world unfolds and unravels. So, just heard that Tucker Carlson appeared to have gotten fired or left, whatever, Fox News. And it appears, and we're just speculating, because we actually don't know exactly what the story is, or at least I don't know. But it appears that he was getting close to telling too much truth. It appears when he did the January 6th thing that it was extremely powerful, the show. And there was more that he had to say, but he wasn't allowed to say it. And so this is kind of going on in different ways. But this is a symptom of what we're seeing in our society. What do I mean by that? It's becoming harder and harder for people to tell the truth publicly. And I don't want to say just harder, but also more dangerous. And this is really what's going on, is there is a, not a slow slide, but a rapid move into fascism in which you are not able to tell the truth unless you want to bear serious consequences. So Tucker Carlson gets kicked off Fox. So I hope he goes somewhere else. He does a great job, and I hope that he finds another outlet, but we'll see. But that isn't the point. The point is, do we have an outlet? Just think about that for a moment. So what we're seeing is, if parents stand up at a school board meeting, some of them could be have been arrested for being anti-government, okay, and all that's fallen through. But then we have the different issues like that. Every small aspect of life, beyond the school board, in which people dared to tell a level of truth, are at risk. And then it also happens in relationships. People are tell the truth to each other, and they don't like what they hear, and they stop being friends. And so it's in every aspect of society where telling the truth is not acceptable practice anymore. People can't just disagree. The other person has to be eliminated. And this is part of what is really part of a breakdown of society. Because in the in the Western society, there used to be a thing called dialogue and reasonable disagreement where we could talk to each other. This polarization keeps people from communicating and therefore breaks, in a sense, the human contract, which is to listen, communicate, disagree if you want, agree if you want, but there isn't a freedom here. And that's what's been lost in our society. And the government clearly is, there's a law, which I can't, whatever it is, that they're trying to pass, which would put severe censorship. It starts with the TikTok thing.
Restrict
is exactly it. What are you restricting? It's called life. You're trying to control life. It will never work. It never has worked for thousands of years, but it is very inconvenient and it's very difficult. And how do you stand up against that? You stand up against it by continuing to tell the truth. And if enough people continue to tell the truth, they can't stop it. And that's what's needed, is to go back to speaking your heart. And when we say tell the truth, let's say speaking your heart, because not everybody sees the same situation. It's the same way. But speaking your heart, speaking with sincerity, the basis of intimacy, the basis of all relationships, is being threatened. And obviously, the concept of a republic is being threatened, because they're basically saying, we don't want you to tell us the truth. We don't want you to actually give any kind of feedback except what supports our government control. And Fox is just about, just why that happened. Richard may probably tell you more than I can, but the point is, the solution is, everyone needs to radically move and be telling the truth. We don't have to demonstrate and fight each other or get violent. We need to be radical in keeping with the truth of our heart. Maybe it's not exactly true or accurate, but at least share your heart, because without that, everything breaks down. And we live in an emotional and mental and spiritual prison. So with that, I'm going to invite Richard in to see what he has to say about this very critical issue. Is, can we tell what's on our heart, which is what our truth is? And can we listen to other people, even if they disagree with our heartfelt truth?
Right. You know, as always, you brought up a lot of important issues, Dr. Cousins. And I think Tucker will continue, because he's just getting going, you know, with the excitement of all the new stuff that he's found out in the last year or two, of what's really the big picture happening in the world, and the necessity for some remedy to happen really right away. One of the people that's befriended him over that period, seeing him get persecuted, is Alex Jones. And I'm sure Alex will suggest some joint cooperation in some way, because he's gone through the same thing as the patient zero of censorship, still censored by Twitter and attacked and lied about by all the platforms that have kicked him off. And so he'll have a lot of empathy for Tucker, and he knows the importance of turning this around right now. And one thing that you mentioned that was also super important is, when you're telling the truth, it doesn't mean attack everybody. It doesn't mean add to the violence and the chaos and everything, even if you think you're right, which most people on all sides of an issue always think. The quality of interaction and relationships that you mentioned comes out of the quality of what's going on inside the person on each side. And if you've got that in harmony with the heart and connected to spirit, then you don't get the violent interaction. And one of the things that we're watching on so many fronts right now, violent interactions on different sides of an issue. One of the ones that's been really foremost lately is the whole trans issue, starting with, starting to talk about kids at birth needing surgery to change their gender. And that we've always just been guessing what gender a person is when they're born. They're actually saying that seriously. And the people that are adults, some of them, are going online and saying if they're obstructed in any way, if the men who are now thinking that they're women can't go in women's bathrooms, they're going to start shooting people. And that's an example of the opposite of what you're promoting, is cooperation and heart-centeredness. And, you know, the violent interaction wouldn't be necessary if the people individually felt good. If I decide I'm a girl, which, don't worry, I haven't decided, but if I did, and I was really happy and it was great.
You're too old to be a girl.
Well, I wouldn't look very good as a girl, but I could think I was one. Anyway, if that happened, and I had my body massacred and taking all kinds of toxic hormones and getting completely messed up, and I was very happy with that, felt fulfilled and everything, I wouldn't be out threatening to shoot anybody. So it's a clue. You know, if you're going in the wrong direction, it always makes you mad at everybody else. And check yourself instead of critiquing everyone around you. It's a lot faster route to harmony between people.
Yeah. And what I see in the bigger picture is even the trans thing, which people feel was started more in England, you know, in the sense that it's coming from the global elite, I'll put it this way, where they're promoting this to create aggravation in society.
Right.
You know, you're talking about violent trans, and they're being supported by a bigger force behind them.
Yeah, the basic idea is really simple. It's that if you create violence and chaos, then everybody's going to be so scared and terrified and in a mess that they'll beg for totalitarian control of their entire life. And that's the plan.
Right. And, you know, the energies we're looking at are not exactly balanced. I mean, the data, you know, on the trans, you know, from Iran, they're saying 97% of the trans are, you know, mentally disturbed. Other data talk 75%. And to me, the issue with trans is people should have compassion. But if the trans wants to go violent, this is a big this is a problem.
They're convincing them that the suicide is because people make fun of them.
Yeah, which is not true at all.
No.
Well, let's say there's an element of that, but you are talking, the research is very clear, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on trans, that a lot of these people, a high percentage, at least 50% according to their own mission, are in some kind of therapy, have, you know, some level of emotional disorder.
Yeah. Okay. If you feel good about what you're doing, people can make fun of you and it's okay.
Yeah, but people aren't making fun of it. Well, I don't know. I don't follow it because it's
no, not. I don't see that happening. Even the president of the U.S. is making them as this elevated, protected class.
Right. So that's my point. They are being a protected class by the power elite for their own need. And trans are less than 1% of the population. I don't know what it is, but it's not a lot. And they're being used. It's very clear that that's what's going on. And live and let live. But if people aren't going to let you live and you're going to go into a school and try to kill kids because of whatever reason, and you happen to be trans, or if the reason is because you're trans, then that's a more serious problem. So if people could just live and let live, that would be fine. And when it crosses over the line to, no, you have to validate me, I don't have to validate you. That's your problem.
I think a lot of this starts physically too, right? Because the further you get into the approach of allopathic medicine, in other words, poisoning your body in order to be healthy or to find yourself or to get the right gender, or the more toxic chemicals you take in and the farther you get away from nature, then the whole mental outlook on all the other people in the world gets destroyed.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. It's very, very unfortunate. You know, I think whatever people want to do with themselves is their, whatever, as an adult, it's their choice. Done. Do whatever you want. Doesn't really matter. It only matters when people are trying to push their emotional needs onto other people. And then it's like, you have to address me this way, or have to talk to me this way. No, that nobody ever made me, you know, did me that favor, so to speak. This is not the way it has to be. But you make up your own rules, and then you can do whatever you want. And then you get angry, and then you get resentful based on an imbalanced thing. But I don't want to get too much into trans. I kind of said it because, you know, that's a dance, trans dance and so forth. So we want to move away from the trans dance back into the issue of there's Tucker Carlson telling the truth. And, you know, how do we get into trans? Well, if a man says they're a woman and you must address me, you see they're a man, it's like, well, are we telling the truth or not? So, yes, that's an example. Tucker Carlson is speaking truth to power, which is what gets him in trouble with the power elements.
And from the inside.
Yeah. And that's a much bigger issue, and that's affecting all of the world, really. Is it all over the world when people speak at this point any truth to power, they are at serious risk of life and limb or imprisonment or levels of punishment. But the only way we beat it is to keep speaking the truth. And when enough people speak the truth, it's very hard to stop that from happening.
Right. And in your World Peace Meditation weekly meeting, you're also promoting the idea that even if you can't speak, you can affect the worldwide push toward truth by the focus that you're carrying inside. And I've had a lot of experience this week of people telling me that's just impossible. You know, you're doing that to make yourself feel better while everything falls apart. Which it does make you feel better, but that's not all it does. And it's a great challenge to show people how this is real on the 3D level.
Yeah, I mean, there's great evidence that it works. So it's not like it's been over 300 studies have shown that we can change by working together and creating a thought form. We can affect the larger thought form in a positive way.
So what is it when you say that and the person, it just kind of goes over their head and they keep on with it being impossible? Is it some kind of strength of conditioning that you're trying to penetrate? What's the issue there?
Well, the issue is what's going on in society in general. People aren't listening to each other. People have their own agenda so they can feel okay about themselves because they perhaps have not made the right decisions and don't feel good about those decisions, but aren't strong enough to be able to admit they have made wrong choices. So that's kind of a level of issue. There's also a level of fear going on, but, you know, make it simple. Here's the data. If you don't want to believe the data, what are we going to do? Or, you know, as Fauci says, it's the science. Well, yeah, but the science says what you had to say is really wrong. The real science.
Science is supposed to be in harmony with telling the truth.
Yes, and it is actually, but people use the word "it's a science" when they know they're not telling the truth. That's the problem we face. Right. So, you know, the issue still comes back to, can we be authentic anymore in our society? And that becomes harder and harder, particularly when you're dealing with a government that really, at this point, for it to, it knows it's not being believed. I mean, yeah. Tucker Carlson didn't get removed by Fox. The people at the higher levels told Fox administration to get rid of him because he's getting too close to the truth.
Right. Well, and they have the leverage, because as soon as Fox takes the advertising money, like all the others do from, you know, the major medical drug dealers and everybody else, then they just say, well, you don't have to do this, but if you don't, you won't have the money to operate next week.
Right. And that's the way pressure is applied, and it's been done that way for thousands of years in different forms. Right. And Tucker is committed to the truth, the best that he can do in a public setting. And he's willing to lose his job at Fox over that.
Yeah, because clearly he was probably given a choice. You know, cover the news the way we want and you can stay here. And he chose not to do that.
So he stays in integrity, and that's really what we're talking about. How do we keep our integrity in a world that progressively doesn't want us to keep our integrity because it threatens their power base? Because when you're not in the truth and there are people around speaking the relative truth, I'm going to say relative because there's only one truth, there's only God, but you know, the relative truth, and the power base, power structure is afraid of that relative truth, then they're going to put pressure on people not to speak the truth, even at the school board or in our relationships. And so you can't, you know, and that's where it breaks down. And it's breaking down. So you and I can speak to each other. I can listen to you. You can listen to me. We can agree. We can disagree. But we have a certain understanding, a heart connection that allows us to speak to each other in a way that acknowledges the other's existence.
Where does that come from, Gabriel?
Well, when you're confident of who you are as a person and you have a certain level of self-esteem, you aren't threatened by somebody else having a different viewpoint.
Yeah, and in fact, you can almost call it the beginning of basic maturity. As soon as you start to grow up a little bit internally, you don't get offended and insulted.
Right. And that's this whole nonsense about snowflakes. It's like, you go to college, I mean, people debated each other in school. That was normal. That was part of the educative process. Now, what I hear in school, because I don't, you know, or even my kids are out of school, is that you can't really tell the truth in school, or it's not going to work out well for you.
No. I mean, I was there real recently, and I just escaped before they made the rule that you have to have masks for Zoom meetings. And before I did get out, I got corrected on a dissertation because I made a mistake that indicated I might be a domestic terrorist. I said his or her opinion, and that was corrected by the editor, who said, you know, you're really offending people who don't identify as him or her, and change it to their. And I got out right after that.
Yeah, so people are trying to control the language. So for thousands of years, we've used his or her. Now, suddenly, you're wrong if you say that. That is temporary. That will go away. You're not going to go again. But the fact is, by saying that, you know, his or her, people decide to be offended. What's the matter? What do you mean offended? Offended is a way of controlling other people. if you're mature enough, going off what you just said, right? If you're mature enough, you aren't offended if somebody disagrees with you. Now, you need to be called they or them, or is it okay to say his or her? And in a way, it doesn't really matter, but the important thing is it does matter, because people are trying to control you with the new language, woke language. Now, where I live in Israel, there isn't a lot of that woke language stuff happening. But I know that in the United States, there is a lot of pressure on a woke in certain circles. You know, and I think it puts pressure on people that is basically saying, you can only talk to me in a certain way, in a certain code.
Right.
And that is really limits communication. And then it's an easy avenue for people being angry, getting angry too. So it gives you a chance to disregard the other person.
Yeah, and the point, excuse me, the point that you brought up, that people are carrying around a lot of fear, I think that's at the root of a lot of it. If the fear goes away, then the offense goes away too.
So as people build their self-esteem, that they don't get offended.
Yeah.
They don't freak out, okay? And a snowflake melts under, you know, whatever insult they imagine happens. And that's not healthy. And redefining society to something like that as healthy is, I think, a serious mistake. You know, and I'll put it that way, you know, from a psychological point of view. And we deny reality. You know, can men get pregnant? Okay. No, they can't. But that is telling the truth.
You know, the new project at the university, some of them, is to actually try to implant a uterus in a man to prove that it was always true all along.
Yeah, but that is not a normal man getting pregnant.
Right.
I'm sure you can do that. But yeah. Right hormones aren't going to be there. The oxytocin isn't going to be there. You know, right. you can do hormones. You can do certain, but that is not any level of truth of a normal, untampered man getting pregnant. That's not going to happen.
It's going to make a big mess. So what's the message from excuse me, from the Tucker Carlson incident for the average?
The message is, I don't know how Tucker Carlson's approach is, but I assume that he was told, stop telling the truth.
Right.
And Tucker, this is my assumption. Tucker said, no, that's my job. It's my life. That's my integrity. And I'm not going to lose my integrity to hold this job. I'm going to keep telling the truth. What's the message? Tell the truth. And enough people tell the truth, then that won't work. It will not be able to suppress that relative truth.
Right.
And your
motive in telling the truth is important too. You're not telling the truth to force the other person to agree. It's to be true to yourself.
Yes. And I believe, and I don't know, but I believe that was Tucker Carlson's motive. And that's why he was so popular, because people knew that we could get fairly accurate news from him. That was valuable. I don't know if he was the number one in the country. I believe he was.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, why? Well, he's got a good personality. He's a good communicator. But guess what? He's telling the truth, and people need to hear what's going on in some kind of truthful way. But the message is about keeping your integrity. So Tucker Carlson keeps his integrity. He loses that job, but I'm sure the divine will help him find another place to even have a greater effect.
Yeah, he's got a lot of friends.
And Fox needs him more than he needs them.
Right. Now Fox just becomes another CNN, basically, now.
Yes. Yes. So they've really hurt themselves. And that's like the beer company with a, you know, Delaney, whoever that is, you know, Anheuser-Busch, you know, trying to make an upside-down kind of situation, and they lost, what, $6 billion in a week or something? So people are being penalized for trying to force people, for trying not to tell the truth. And so the society is not letting people not be in integrity.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good.
That's how it works. So with Anheuser-Busch, it was a great lesson. You have to have in some level relative truth. So there has to be integrity in relationship. And that's really the message with Tucker. He stayed in his integrity, the best we can tell from the outside. That's an important message. So in terms of friends, you want to be around people who you can be in integrity with. And feel you're okay speaking the truth. Because it's fundamental to human interaction. You got to speak the truth.
Right.
Not to insult people, but there has to be, for all relationships, there has to be a level of truth or any level of intimacy to happen. So that's the message. And I honor Tucker Carlson for staying in his integrity and staying in his truth, no matter what the consequences. So, as we end the show, I bless everyone that you have the courage to speak your truth, to speak from your heart and speak your truth. And the more people who do this, then the effort of the government, which, you know, will not succeed in getting people to shut up and shut down their aliveness and their spirit.
Right.
Aho.
Thank you, Gabriel. This was great. And I apologize for my voice deciding not to work, you guys. I hope you forgive me for it. But very important message. You don't usually see somebody central to the mainstream media saying, I'm going to tell the truth even if I lose my job. And Tucker Carlson, as Dr. Gabriel says, deserves a lot of support and honor for that, for doing that. And he's definitely going to show up somewhere else very soon, I'm pretty sure. I don't think we'll have to wait long at all, maybe right away. Anyway, it's a message to all of us not to try to force somebody else to acknowledge what we're saying is true, but just to be true to yourself. And this would defuse the conflict between most of the major fighting violent factions of everything right now. People are not true to themselves. They carry a level of frustration and anger, and it all comes from fear. And when they're walking around with that, rather than look at it inside themselves, they want to project it on somebody else. They want to fight because it takes the attention off of what the problem really is, which is in themselves. So you can be a starting point for an epidemic of well-being that counters that in the world by making a policy that you follow. Be true to yourself and acknowledge how you really feel about things, regardless of what's going on, and the pressure to be against that. You know, just tell the truth, just like Tucker did. If you say, I'm not trying to get you to necessarily agree with me, but I'm sorry, this is just how it looks. And I'm open to learning and being corrected. You know, the attitude of real science and real spiritual investigation is not, this is how it is, the science is settled, the spiritual quest is settled. It's all over. This is how you have to see it. It's, look, if it's true, it's going to be proven true anyway. I don't have to worry about it. If it's not true, and I have a chance to be corrected, great, I'm closer to what is true, and there's no danger. So it takes all the stress off communication, and it comes from communication with yourself. So make that honest and compassionate, and the rest of the communication with other people follows in the same vein. So thanks for all the patience with us today for the sound system, my voice, our computer systems, technical difficulties. Really wanted to be with Dr. Cousins for at least a few minutes today. And I think the message is important. Be true to yourself. And hopefully we have all the normal systems, biological, technical, electronic, working well. Next week, remember there's the ongoing World Peace Meditation every Sunday. And it's at worldpeacemeditation.net. The other programs of Dr. Cousins at drcousins.com and treeoflife.mn.co, and all of our work at lostartsradio.com. Ideas of what you'd like to see covered to richard@lostartsradio.com. And we have a really interesting guest. We're doing our interviews airing them every Sunday now. And we've got an incredible one coming up this coming Sunday that I think you'll enjoy. Has to do with the organic movement in the U.S. and worldwide. Some inspiring stuff. So join us on Sunday for that. And Planetary Healing Club meeting for those who are really wanting to be more involved in the direct consciousness work. That's at planetaryhealingclub.com. Questions about that, you're welcome to address us with that. Or any guests or topics you want us to talk about. We'll read all the incoming emails. Richard@lostartsradio.com. So the main thing is take this time in honor of you and your impact on the world and world harmony, and it's in your hands. And this idea that we're powerless, 1 out of 8 billion people, we can't do anything significant, is how we're kept enslaved, and it's not necessary. It's time for it to be over. And let's experience the opposite, freedom on all levels and who we really are. That's what to work on during the week. And hope everything's going well for you, and we'll meet you here next week. Take it easy.